Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Great day to be alive here. Your honored host, Daniel Brigham. Some fun history for you. On this day in 1290, earthquake off China in the Baja Sea reportedly kills 100,000 people. Wow, crazy. In 1822, French scholar Champion deciphers the Rosetta Stone. I think it's Latin, Hebrew, and Egyptian. Was that right, Ken?
Greek's in there.
Maybe it's Latin, Greek, and Egyptian.
Yeah.
Maybe not Hebrew. Or Hebrew, Greek, and Egyptian.
Yeah.
It's three of those four. Yeah.
And it took them a long time to do it, too. It wasn't no...
The Rosetta Stone was translated, and of course the big key being now we could understand Egyptian so much better. 1905, physics journal, I'm probably not pronouncing this right, but Emilien der Physics publishes Albert Einstein's paper, Does the Inertia of a Body Depend on Its Energy Content? Or aka the E equals MC square theory. 3 years later, 1908, the first Model T leaves the Piquette plant in Detroit, Michigan. Thus marking the beginning of American industrial dominance, really, for a lifetime to come, 1908, on this day in history. Yeah. And in 2019, today, ladies and gentlemen, for the third time in American history, we're looking down the barrel of an impeachment of our president. We're not there yet. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. So good to be with you. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, she's here today. Of course, we're going to talk about the launch of her enrollment on her vaccine course. Very important. We've been discussing it. And also, I think my wife's going to come on. She's read her book or read a lot of her book and say no to vaccines. And there's so many things on this that we forget to talk about, some new things and maybe any questions that you guys have. And also, Rick Kaler's going to stop in for a short visit. Always glad to have Rick. Rick's satellites, and of course the news. And so, I've been trying to make sense. Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back.
Yeah.
What a great day in America.
Absolutely. I've been trying to make sense of this. I'm sure you have thoughts, you have ideas, and that's how we all learn and come together. If you want to get in on this conversation or have a quick comment, what you think's going on, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. We'll try to get you in here. Let me throw something by. I'm not going to go into too much of the details. We discussed it a couple days ago. Basically, a whistleblower. Now, who that whistleblower is. Now, you think you have some more evidence or comments about this whistleblower here, Kev?
Mm-mm.
What about this whistleblower that's important for us to know?
Well, he didn't know. He had no firsthand knowledge, and he never read it until everybody else read it. How did he find that out?
Okay, so there's a whistleblower. Now, follow with me, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if this is true, but let's just follow with this. A whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, quote unquote whistleblower. I did talk to a couple people. One person says this is not a whistleblower complaint. This is a legal brief. It's like CPS, GPS Fusion wrote it. You remember the P gate and all that.
Yeah, I heard Adam Schiff wrote it.
It's not a whistleblower complaint.
Right,
that's not what people are saying. So on hearsay, secondhand knowledge, saying, well, the president's coercing Ukraine government. Did not hear the conversation.
Didn't
was
hear
not
it.
Okay. So then everybody starts going crazy. Now, months ago, years ago now, gosh, it's been forever, the discussion about if Trump was spied on illegally or not. This went back and forth. Supposedly the IG report made it very clear that he was. Devin Nunes got on TV, released the transcripts, released the evidence, then it'll make it very clear. Okay, the president never declassified, never released all the documents proving that the deep state was spying on him and that many, with the FBI, McCabe, what have you, illegal things are going on. Never. In all that time, all those months,
right,
we still don't have that information concrete out to the public, correct?
Correct.
Then you tell me, this doesn't make sense, why when not a first-hand knowledge whistleblower, probably some CIA hack and a deep state operative
that
was involved here, has hearsay evidence, speculation, comes out with information, the Democrats throw their hands up, and 2 days later, the White House says, okay, fine, we'll declassify it.
Doesn't make sense.
And it's going to send him to impeachment? It's going to hurt him? When all the information that would absolutely help him and destroy his enemies, he withholds.
No.
Does that make any sense to you?
Not a lick.
Okay. Okay. Well, at least we're on agreement on this. Maybe you have different ideas, ladies and gentlemen. So the White House releases all this. Now, the president can declassify anything at any time.
Well, anytime.
He is the number one. Who is the number one in the Department of Justice? It's the president of the United States.
He can ask any question to anybody about anything and not get in any kind of trouble.
Right. And so we've seen the media, and well, you can tell Fox is starting to waver. You know,
like
Mickey Mouse is pulling their strings or something. For the first time that I've ever seen, I severely disagree with Napolitano. Severely.
Well, he did that about 8 months ago, and I'm going, somebody got to him, and looks like somebody really got to him this time. Said it was against the law.
It says against the law for Trump to ask a question or to look for dirt on a potential political adversary.
He's the chief law enforcement agent.
Right.
The chief.
So
he can ask anybody anything.
Well, you're right. So when is it, where's the conflict? Where's the line start between, okay, I'm the president of the United States. I want to know if our uranium was illegally sold to this Burisma company out of Ukraine or that, it just happened to be Biden's son. Or Biden was involved.
Exactly.
So where's the line? Can I not ask why our uranium went to Ukraine on this sweetheart deal and $1.8 billion loan disappeared? I can't ask that. That's against the law. Come on.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Okay. Let's move past that. So we've seen the media and all these things. I'm still stuck on it. It doesn't make sense. I have to believe there's many thoughts. Let me see if I can get these out and get your reaction. I have to believe that there's a plan here. I just do. I just don't. It makes no sense whatsoever. You won't release the damning anvil like Wile E. Coyote, the anvil dropping on Wile E. Coyote evidence about from the IG report. You won't release that when you certainly should. Devin Nunes calls for it, but you're going to release this 2 days later without a fight?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
No, the question is, how did the guy find out about it? We need to know now.
Well, see, this is where it's starting to get. I'm starting to think that, like I said, at first I thought, well, the whistleblower was a white hat. Now I don't really think that. I think that somebody. I think I'm starting to believe this is a possibility. I could be completely wrong, but I'm putting this together. They don't make sense. I've talked to several people this morning. I'm just putting my own thoughts here. Some white hat or somebody. Trump's got a plan here, and somebody leaked information or prodded. You know, it'd be like red meat to my dogs, right? Throwing it out there. And then they jumped on it, and the Democrats' shift has run with this.
Right.
I have to believe that there's a plan here. So let me ask you this. Now, yesterday, Donald Trump made a quote which seemed innocuous, but now put this together. He says, if I'm impeached, the stock market will crash.
It will.
Okay. You and I both know that the stock market is severely overvalued, severely. The banks are on the ropes.
Pumping money into it by the billions.
By the more than the TARP. This is more than ever been voted for. The Fed has guaranteed $75 billion a day until October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
A day. For the making money out of nowhere just to hold up these banks, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
You know the stock, and we sit here and we've discussed that if the stock market is up, Trump is going to get reelected in a landslide, or even reasonably up. If it's reasonably close to where it is now, Trump will get elected in a landslide. If it crashes dramatically, then we might have a question. But we know it's almost like a race against time because we're right there on all these things. Do you think it's possible that part of this strategy is, okay, we're going to let them impeach me? We're going to look like fools. We're going to get subpoena power. So we're going to go to the Senate. The Republicans control the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the elections, Trump said, I don't care as long as we control the Senate. Right. We control the Senate. We're going to, get subpoena power. We're going to bring Biden in front of, Congress, in front of the Senate. We're going to bring all these people in front of the Senate. Our subpoena power will be virtually unlimited. And we'll bring them all in front of the American people on this ruse. And then at the same time, the stock market will be able to let out some gas. And who will be blamed for it? See, stock market, say it cracks 20%. Trump won't be blamed for it. The Democratic Party is going to be blamed for it. The Democrats are going to be blamed for it. And then in the election, Trump's going to say, "Well, look what they did. See, we're moving forward. They crashed this. It'll be a landslide." That's just one scenario.
One scenario.
Okay, the next
perfect sense.
Okay, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just trying to. It doesn't make
and
sense.
It takes. You know, he knows that it's not going to pass in the Senate because it takes 2/3 of the vote to.
Yes, but they'll have a trial.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, this has only happened twice in American history. Andrew Johnson in 1868, I believe, and then Bill Clinton for Whitewater, and then Monica Lewinsky. Notice the whole debate turned into Monica Lewinsky. Everybody focused on her. Nothing about Whitewater and was it Foster and all that.
And they gave him a heads up on that deposition that they knew that about the blue dress so he wouldn't perjure himself.
Again.
Yeah. Or he would have been impeached.
And Johnson... In 1868, ladies and gentlemen, not Lyndon Johnson, Andrew Johnson in 1868 for firing somebody in the Secretary of War, which was basically attempting a coup, and then the party that was attempting the coup tried to impeach him.
Yeah.
You know, this is not new in American politics, but this will be the third time. Again, let's be clear. There has not been a House vote. There must be a House vote to have a formal impeachment,
yeah.
To have an inquiry. There must be a vote. The name must be attached to it. The Democrats have obviously been severely hesitant to put their name to this, but they're going to have to put their name to it before this goes forward. So we're looking at that. The other question, I mean, these things, I'm all talking about the periphery because really that's all that matters here. These peripheral questions to me. The actual rodeo itself is a goat rodeo, like Dave Janta said. That's what it is. It's a joke. What stories are not receiving proper attention because we're talking about this goat rodeo?
All of them. What else? What other thing are you talking about?
Well,
we're not talking about anything but this.
Okay, two stories that come to my mind. Really three, but two for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
One,
bombing of the oil fields.
One, no, not the bombing of the oil fields. Well, you could say answering the question about who bombed it.
Right.
One is sending troops to Saudi Arabia.
Correct.
We're sending troops to Saudi Arabia right now.
Anybody hear about it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, we're talking about Schiff
and
whatever. Troops to Saudi Arabia and the New York Fed committing $75 billion a day to pump into the banks to give them liquidity to keep them solvent, them solvent. You can also argue about Google's computing supremacy with the quantum computers.
Quantum computer, yeah. That's pretty big.
Okay, that's big. So nobody's hearing about any of those things. Huge, massive stories. I don't know what ideas you guys have or what thoughts. I mean, these are just some things to think about. The actual question, we're about to read a story from, we'll get to it here in 2 seconds. But here, let's just continue down with the news. Let's go through this pretty quick. The Daily Caller, Understanding the Impeachment Charade. This is a good article. It's on thepowerhour.com. Click on news. Mm-hmm. Couple quotes. This is Representative Al Green out of Texas, who... Dr. Strong.
How did he get in?
Dr. Randy Shorts. Dr. Randy Shorts says he likes to give his assistants drugs and then rape them.
That's what I heard.
That's what he said. I don't know. Allegedly. He says, "I'm concerned if we don't impeach the president, he will get reelected." Oh, there's a reason to impeach him.
Even if he does get impeached, that's what we'll do. We'll reelect Trump.
Yeah. Representative Jerry Nadler in 1998, speaking of Clinton, the impeachment of a president is an undoing of a national election. And one of the reasons we all feel so angry about what they are doing is that they are ripping asunder our votes. They are telling us that our votes don't count. Okay. A little double standard. Nancy Pelosi at the same time. Today, the Republican majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance. If that even remotely applied in 1998, it applies about... times 100
today. Yeah, 1,000.
We are here today because the Republicans in the House are paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton.
Yeah,
you can just erase this and say Democrats and Trump. You can just insert here. Mm-hmm. And until the Republicans free themselves of this hatred, our country will suffer.
Yeah, they have no evidence.
This morning, very big news.
Okay.
Adam Schiff, part of this, got in front of Congress, read a transcript that supposedly was the conversation, supposedly was the whistleblower conversation, and said all kind of things. Trump did this, manipulated this. Supposedly that was his words. Come to find out, that's not true. A lie. Here's what
Trump... lied in front of Congress.
Here's what Trump said and unloaded on Representative Schiff from California. Representative Adam Schiff fraudulently read to Congress, with millions of people watching, a version of my conversation with President of Ukraine that doesn't exist. He was supposedly reading the exact transcribed version of the call, but he completely changed the words to make it sound horrible and me sound guilty. He was desperate and he got caught. Adam Schiff, therefore, lied to Congress and attempted to defraud the American public. He has been doing this for 2 years. I'm calling for him to immediately resign from Congress based on this fraud. Representative Schiff totally made up my conversation with Ukraine president and read it to Congress and millions. He must resign and be investigated. He has been doing this for 2 years. He is a sick man. Whoa.
Big time.
Whoa. Now, I had a discussion with Todd this morning. I even called because I'm sitting here running these things in my brain. I mean, am I crazy? Should I even talk about this on the air? The whole stock market, the whole subpoena, the whole. I mean, is Trump that genius to pull all this?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, Jerome Corsi, I've talked to him off air, and Jerome's known Trump for a long time.
Yeah,
and Jerome, I didn't ask him specifically today. I should have gave a call yesterday. And asked him this, but he says Trump is that crafty, is that forethought, is 4 steps ahead of everybody. And that, you know, that maybe this is the whole plan to get in front of the Congress with impeachment power and show these people for exactly who they are. Is that possible?
The deep state has to impeach him. They have to impeach him or a lot of people are going to jail. They have to.
What you keep saying jail. I'm tired of hearing jail.
People are going to jail.
Well, it's been 3 years.
He doesn't matter how many years it is.
Well, why isn't anybody going to jail?
You watch.
Well, I'm just asking. I'm asking the question.
They're going.
Why? I'm just asking. Why hasn't anybody gone to jail?
He's waiting for this moment.
For this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you believe that?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you're right.
He wouldn't say this about Adam Schiff.
Not necessarily. Do you think this has anything to do with him going to the United Nations and say the future does not belong to globalists, it belongs to patriots?
It's going to be a monumental fight right now. He went into the den of lions and kicked them right in the teeth. They're as mad as a bunch of hornets, and they want impeachment. That's why Pelosi hopped on the board. She wasn't on impeachment before he went to the UN. Now she's talking about impeachment. So she's got pressure from her handlers about getting him impeached. And if he doesn't get impeached, a lot of people are going to jail, and they're going to lose a lot of their power, the deep state.
Okay, I keep hearing jail. Until I see somebody in jail, it's like it's meaningless to me.
I see.
Hundreds of documents conflict with Joe Biden's account of why a Ukrainian prosecutor was fired out of Breitbart. Very important story. Hundreds of pages of never-released memos and documents conflict with a story that former Vice President Joe Biden has been telling about him pressuring Ukraine to fire its chief prosecutor because he was corrupt and not because the prosecutor was investigating a company that hired his son. He's on tape saying he stopped the investigation.
They said there's a lot of lawyers on TV saying all you have to do is take that tape and go to a grand jury, and they can indict him on that tape, just on that tape. No statements from anybody else.
Is it going to happen?
I don't know.
Is it going to happen?
I don't know.
Mr. Trump Watch?
I don't know.
if it's that clear cut, if it's that obvious, why wouldn't it happen?
I think he's getting all his eggs in a row.
So yes, it's going to happen. So you say yes.
Yeah. And Judicial Watch sues State Department for records and filing on Joe Biden's prosecutor.
Good. Share slip is.
That's another stick in the.
Share slip as U.S. political concerns temper trade optimism, as have Reuters. World shares erased losses on Friday, buoyed by a wave of optimism that U.S.-China trade tensions might be easing. The stock market might go back over might go over 30,000, ladies and gentlemen. There might be a little bounce here.
There will, I think.
I said no, quote unquote. Trump rebuffs the head of Iran claim that U.S. offered to lift all sanctions on Iran for talks. Trump said, I said no to that.
Yeah, good.
Well, why is that good? Let's talk. We'll lift sanctions if we talk.
No, they said they'll talk if you lift sanctions. No, you come to the table before we.
What? So what? We can lift sanctions to talk. Who cares? Who cares? Who gives a darn? We can't lift sanctions for a week so we can talk? We can ask you face to face. Did you bomb these oil fields?
They'll come to the table. Mark my words.
Did you bomb these fields?
Mark my words. They'll come to the table.
All right. You know what they might do? They might activate a sleeper cell in America and blow up a mall here. That's what they might do. That's what they might do.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's Trump's fault or whatever. They might do it anyway. Yeah. I'm just saying. That's what they might do.
Possibility.
Pump. Fed adds $110 billion to financial system in latest transaction. 110. I was wrong. 75. I was low. 75. It's 110. $110 billion. Senate pat. Now, ladies, you have to understand. That's not like, okay, wait. That's like they created money out of nothing.
Nothing.
And created $110 billion, handed it to the banks just to support their solvency.
Right.
Just to keep them active out of bankruptcy.
And our taxpayers have to pay them back 2%.
Senate passes stopgap spending bill, delays potential shutdown. Who cares? House votes again to end Trump's border emergency declaration. Well, how can they vote on this border? Look, it's a national emergency. I don't care what you vote. It's a national emergency. People are pouring across the border. Look, I am so sick of this. I'm going to tell you right now, if this doesn't straighten out here in the next little bit and whatever to think, I mean, I'm all for the Trump presidency. I'm all for it. Do I agree with every little thing? No, but I feel like there's no other choice.
Yeah, there's no other choice.
But to be on ways to do it. I feel similar to what Daniel
Somebody
Esler
else in
said.
Here, you can just calm down a little bit. Somebody else in here, your head would have blown off already.
Who? What do you mean?
Yours.
You mean Clinton, Hillary?
Yeah, Hillary Clinton.
No, in some ways it would have been better. Because America would have woken up faster. They really would have.
I think so much damage.
No. Well, exactly. So America would be like, oh my God, we're really, this is, you know, everybody be, they are darn near up in arms. See, we back down and conservative Americans give Trump a pass too much. That's my opinion. And I'm pretty sure. I'm not saying he's not doing a lot of great things. But we give him a pass on. And again, I will, the caveat, we have no idea what he's really dealing with in that hornet's nest and how things really, I will say that.
I mean, he's coming out with these little nuggets here and there and there and here in the land.
Nobody's in jail. It's been 3 years. You can't arrest anybody. You can't arrest the paper boy. Anybody. Arrest somebody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
I'm with you there.
Arrest anybody.
I think you should arrest Todd.
China unveils super surveillance camera that can link to its social credit system. U.S. troops, tanks headed to Lithuania now, to deter Russia. Amazon to install microphones into rings and glasses. They aren't even the first. Are you kidding me, ladies and gentlemen? I'm sorry we didn't get to all this news. Researcher uncover privacy flaw in e-passports. Ohio law legalizes CBD despite federal prohibition. Doctors took newborn baby from parents after they refused.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Hour, and I wanted to let you know about the Mastering Vaccine Information Bootcamp from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an 8-week online intensive training course that covers herd immunity and the truth about what safe and effective really means. Most importantly, you will learn key concepts to stand your ground. The course information coupled with the language training is what makes this course both unique and powerful. Open enrollment is from September 26th through October 1st. Sign up by visiting MasteringVaccineInfo.com.
You know, I hear this bass line. I mean, a couple things go through my head. One, it's like one of the greatest bass lines ever. That's one thing. Two, it's just I'm really sad about Michael Jackson. And people, we get some emails about, oh, why do you play, convicted this? Look, if you really look into Michael Jackson's story, I think you'll have one of sympathy for what they did to him, how he was used going back. You know, his sister told all about it back to the Ed Sullivan show, all those. I mean, it's sad, and I just, whatever. I like playing that. That's why I play that, ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions, for a couple different reasons, but it's sad. ThePowerMall.com. Rick from Rick Haler from Rick Satellites is holding on. Just one second. I'll introduce some specials, and then, RickSatellitesUSA.com. Rick will be on. The specials at the Power Mall. I got to answer phones the other day for the first time. And take orders. It was very cool. Camille, I got to talk to Camille. I got to talk to Rick and John and Mary. And I think there's one. See, I shouldn't have started naming people because I want to forget somebody. There was one other person. I can't quite remember. Oh, geez. I should have never done that. Anyway, all of you, it was so nice to talk to audience and get your feedback and just say hello. We really appreciate you. I mean, really, this is not words. This is your show, ladies and gentlemen. We don't get you. Can't comprehend until you're in this position what it means. We don't get a check from Disney. We don't get a check from George Soros. We get checks from you. We don't get checks from Amazon. We don't rape the whole middle class so that we can expunge our doctrine here. We're not selling, you know, American destruction. It's you. You support us. And so I really want to say thank you. And one of the comments that I got was about shortwave. Because shortwave always listens on the day after a show. So, the beginning of next week in the morning, they're going to hear this broadcast. And what I'm going to tell you, and for everybody listening now and then, on Monday afternoon after the show, which is about 1:30 central, I'm going to do it again. So if people from shortwave will give them a chance, they can call in, and I'll be on the order phone. So if one of us is busy, I'm going to be answering, taking orders, and talking to you, and at least for a couple hours, I'll do it. And it gave me a really appreciation of what Jay does, too. Oh, my gosh, it's not easy. So when you have problems, ladies and gentlemen, it's not, you know, there's not a lot of businesses like ours that run a phone service kind of like this. It's usually all internet and things. It's a lot more difficult than I thought it was. But it's worth it. And so thank you. And thank you, Jay and Catherine and all that's doing that. So Monday afternoon. So if you're listening to this on shortwave, that's going to be today. So later today, if you want to call an order and you want to say hello, I would love to hear from you. It was so good hearing people. And we appreciate you for your purchases, your donations, all that. Of course, we got the great specials, the Good Health Naturally products. Ron Sally, Helon, Lamb Cream, Silver Botanicals deodorant. Throw in one of those deodorants. Just do yourself a favor. I mean, it's not very expensive. If you're ordering something, throw in one of those deodorants. Just ask Jay, hey, throw in a Silver Shield deodorant. There's a real simple thing that you can do to really improve your health. You're not going to have those aluminums and parabens and other things that are in deodorants. They go right into your skin, especially by your lymph. Oh, it's terrible. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, the phosphatidylcholine and the like, the vitamin D3, the curcumin, the alpha lipoic acid, lithium balance, health point machines. We do have them back now, of course, and we'll talk about a lot when Dr. Tenpenny's on. Don't forget the masteringvaccineinfo.com course, and I'll really talk that up when she's on. And so we'll get to that. But thank you so much for your purchases. Remember, we got Grown by Nature. We got Mother Earth Minerals. We got Global Healing Center, all those. And, you know, he got flooded out. He was going to be on this week. So buy from the good guys. It's more than just a saying. So there you go. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you, and you're welcome. Because you're welcome for bringing this to you, because you really do need this. So thank you, and you're welcome. Our next guest, you know, he's a longtime friend of the show, no question about it. Always love to have him on, always a pleasure. He is the one and only Rick Kaler. Rick from RickSatellitesUSA.com. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Boy, it's great to hear your voice on the radio. You got a great radio voice. We really enjoy listening to you. That last segment, that was fantastic. I love your energy. I love what the Power Mall is doing, the products you've got to sell. I want to say hi to Todd, hi to Kat, hi to Jay. Thanks for those referrals, Jay. You send them to me. The customer called me and said, Jay gave me your number, and Jay said to say hi. So I want to say hi to all you folks. Thank you for that. And it's great to talk to all you out there in Power Hour Nation land again. It's so much fun to be associated with a show like this. We even heard you run Joyce doing a commercial for Strauss Heart Drops. That was, it almost brought goosebumps up, almost made me cry. It was just like she was right there with us again. It's always so fantastic to be on this show and bring back those memories. We think you're doing a great job too, Daniel. Keep up the work. It's a great way to get good information, good news, and good health information as well. So thank you for having us on and giving us a chance to talk about the satellite system so you can listen to the Power Hour live. And also, with Todd, we've got two sets of replays, complete replays, one at 1 a.m. Central and another two-hour replay at 7 a.m. Central as well. But thank you, Daniel.
Well, very good. That's very kind of you to say. And, you know, GCN wouldn't let us do Joyce things or use Joyce things. I mean, they wouldn't let us do a lot of things. So,
ridiculous.
You know, I hadn't heard her for a while. And then when I heard those commercials, and it like stopped my heart, you know, for a second. It's like, oh my gosh, it was so cool. It was disturbing and cool at the same time. It brought up a lot of memories about what happened with GCN, and I, you know, we've really put that past us, and you guys have helped us, but it's such a, the impact of that lady, and neither one of us, I wouldn't even know you, Rick, if it wasn't for Joyce Riley. I mean, how many things would any of us know? It's an amazing legacy, and it's really overwhelming, to be honest with you. But when I heard that commercial, I agree with you. It stopped my heart for a second. It was really surreal.
It was. It brought back some great memories. Joyce was, you know, one of a kind. Like you say, she brought us together. She shared me with her large audience. She helped saved my life when I was having a near-death sequence when my colon ruptured. She's just so special, and she's touched so many people's hearts. And you're following up now, and you're doing the same thing. I love your energy. I love your radio voice. That was another thing. Joyce had a great radio voice. You could just tell she's the real deal. And like that segment you just had this morning, that's you. We know what you believe. We agree with you in so many things. It's just, I think you're doing a great job, and keep up the work. And once again, thanks for sharing, letting us follow up and be on your show with you.
Well, thank you. Joyce was a lot better, and now it's like turning into old home week. But Joyce was a lot better at hiding her true feelings. I wear my feelings on my sleeve probably too much sometimes, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for putting up that. But, you know, there's room for different opinions, and I hope that people don't feel like they're squeezed out because they got different opinions. Like even this morning, I'm just putting out thoughts and ideas. I don't know if they're true or not true. I'm just trying to make observations and provoke some type of thought. But really, you're the power, more than anything. I mean, we're talking about this. I call it a goat rodeo. I've stole that from Dave Janda, but I'm just going to go ahead and steal it. But, it's a goat rodeo. It's absurd. The claim from that transcript that we have been shown, it is absurd times 10 to be discussing an impeachment of a president. I don't know what thoughts you have. I mean, this whole spectacle, what comes to your mind when you see this?
We've seen it before with the fake news media and the Russian hoax, and then what they did to Judge Kavanaugh, and then they tried it again just recently, and now this, it all stinks. It's got to be the same people up top pouring out the money, keeping these people on their payroll, and even listen to Giuliani last night doing an interview, and he's way out on a limb, and he knows that they could come after him and kill him, he even said. So a lot of these people are taking big risks to expose this. It is so deep and so corrupt. I can't believe we got a guy, a billionaire from New York, that talks to me. You know, it was like you. I feel like you're talking to me. And Joyce, she would talk to me. Mr. Trump, when he talks, I feel he's talking to a lot of us in the middle of the country, in so-called flyover country. They just don't care about us. I hope there's a master plan behind this, and that it's all taken time to roll out before the election, because we as conservatives, we need to take back over the House, and we need to get some things done. I can't believe the things Mr. Trump is getting done without hardly any help. You know, there's definitely some good congressmen and senators that are backing him and stand up for him, but we need a lot more of them to be a lot more vocal and to fight back. I hope there's a good master plan behind this. I think they've already got a lot of information, and I think it's going to start coming out, because I'm like you. I'm tired of hearing, you know, he's going to go to jail. You know, Comey's going to go to jail, but yet they don't indict him. I hope there's more to come. We got to take back over the country. We've got good conservative values.
Let me interject here. Let me ask you a point, because I get this. I didn't know this. We were going to go here on this, but we might as well go down this road since we're here. When you say we have to take back House, I mean, that's what many conservatives, I say it sometimes, I feel that way, you know, it's almost like we feel like the Republican Party maybe represent quote-unquote conservative America, but when the truth of it, does the Republican, we take over the House, what does that even mean? Does the Republican Party even represent conservative American values anymore, or do you feel that, or do you still feel that they do? I don't know, I'm just asking
you. I use the phrase that I've heard and picked up. I call them rhinos, Republican in names only. But when it comes down to the vote, they don't vote that way. So we've got to get like-minded people in there. We're using the name Republican because that's what President Trump had to do to get into office. And we got to get like-minded people together that will vote for the best of the American people and not the so-called elite class. Like I say, I think they felt that way about us all the time, and Hillary was so positive that she was going to win the election and keep control, and none of us would even know about any of this stuff. And that's why she had no problem with calling us all a basket of deplorables. And who was it? Booker called us despicable the other day. Unbelievable. So we just all need to keep talking to one another, and we've got to get people to run that have like-minded values. I think the Republican thing is more of a label. We've got to get people that have like-minded values that want the best for people. We want to have a dream. We want to do good. We want to believe in God. We want to be able to protect ourselves if we need to with the Second Amendment. Just so many things. And by taking back over the House, I mean by having people with like-minded values to we want the best for all people. Even those liberals that think a different way, I want them to pursue their life dreams and do good, but I want to be able to do the same thing, and I want my neighbors and friends to be able to do the same thing. I want good things for them and good things for us.
Rick, do you see a clash? You know, we've had Daniel Estulin swear, he says, oh, it's virtually inevitable. There's a civil war coming in America. But these ideas, these concepts are coming to a head, coming to a clash. Maybe this impeachment is going to be turned and used. You know, can you imagine if Donald Trump really is impeached and brought out of office because of this conversation?
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, there may be a civil war. I don't know. Do you feel like a clash? Do you feel competing ideas? What is your audience telling you? What are the calls that you take, the people who listen to our show that call you, what are they saying? What is their thoughts?
Well, I hope it's the silent majority, and I hope it still is a silent majority. We don't tend to push our beliefs and values on other people, but we know what we believe, and we like to be around people that like and believe in the same things. And the customers I get, of course, I'm in business, so I sell to both sides to keep a business and make a living. If I don't necessarily agree with them, I still want to take their money and use it for good things, you know, and be a good businessman. But the folks that I talk to,
hold on,
more
let me I'll stop right there. Okay,
talk.
I'm interrupting you again, and I apologize because I had the same discussion with my cousin. She has a spa. And she was registered a Republican. She had to unregister as a Republican because groups were targeting all the Republican business owners in their area, like physically targeting them. And what you just said, why is it that, you know, it's okay for Jeff Bezos to come out and to push, you know, pay for Blue Share or George Soros or whatever, or Media Matters, and fund these different things, or Planned Parenthood? They can fund these things all day long, and the money can go right to it, and the Girl Scout cookies can go right to abortions and pay for their abortion cookies, and nobody says anything, and nobody gets any blowback. But the minute you, a conservative business owner, says that, you know what, I want to believe in God, and I don't want the government to tell me what to do. It's like, oh my gosh, you traitor! Oh, you're a demon. Why is that?
I don't know why it is, because I wasn't raised to think that way. So people are raised different ways and have different values, and I understand and accept that. But I want them to respect my values and my beliefs as well. This ruling class, the deep state, they don't believe that way. They've got the power. They've had it. They had it for a while. They had such control over it. It's driving them nuts to feel that they're losing it.
So you feel this is desperation? So you see all this as desperation?
I feel that. They're losing their power and their control, and they will lie, cheat, murder. They will do anything. It's what I feel and believe to get that power back. So we'll segue into, if you like this type of conversation, you can listen to the Power Hour live on a Rick satellite system. And there's lots of other great shows, too, and lots of other opinions, and we can listen to different people talk about this type of stuff. And it's important for us with these types of values to have these conversations and for us to have some place where we can listen to them and not necessarily be tied to the TV media or some of the radio media, the so-called lamestream media, and their agenda that they're pushing, even with regular TV shows. There's always some agenda that they're pushing with the TV shows nowadays. So, I like talking about it. I have to be careful as I talk about it in the regular business, days because I do need to stay in business, but I've been selling Patriot Talk radio satellite systems now for almost 15 years. It's another great way for people to pick up a lot of good news and information that you're not going to hear in other ways. Of course, there's a lot of internet accessibility now, but the satellite system gives you another way to listen without being tied to the internet or necessarily to your telephone. So we think the system's good because we've got shows like you, Hagman and Hagman, Jeff Frintz, Life Talk Radio, Home Talk with Michael King, Vince Finelli, he's another one of my favorites. Used to love coming on with Joyce and the information. She's the one who really spurred me and got me going with this even more, being more willing to talk about it, you know, on a show like yours. So
that's very cool.
I think it's really important to have these types of conversations. So the more of us that talk about it and realize it, we will get out and vote. Hopefully we'll get candidates that have the same sort of values. And we may have to, you know, use the name of Republican because we have to band together because we've got to have enough votes. That's the way the system is. I think it's a great system if we can get rid of the corruption. The people that have the power and used to having the power and have the money, they're controlling us. And it finally came out about how they felt about us. We're despicable. We're deplorables. We live in flyover country. It's terrible. It's disgusting, the things they say and think about us.
Mm-hmm. That was a real world class transition you made there, Rick.
I was taught, well, it's a feel good Friday. So even though all this stuff's going on, you know, with Joyce, we'd have feel good Friday. We had some great moments of radio history with Joyce, and we still need to feel good and upbeat. And the fun thing about
Joyce,
and Joyce would wear her emotions on the sleeve, though. When we listened to her, she was the real deal. She would laugh with us. She would cry with us. She'd share her stories. She'd listen to people she didn't agree with, and she'd let them share her point of view. It was just amazing, and I learned a lot from her, and I think you're doing a good job with carrying on the tradition.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, let's get back to what we're talking about here on this, on your satellite. You've talked about it. Tell us what people get. Tell us a little bit more about the system, the cost of it, the ease of it. Do we have a subscription service to it? Do we have to pay for this monthly? Give us a little overview.
Okay, the best thing about it, we save this for the last usually, but we'll say it up front this time. No monthly fees, no subscription.
You got my attention with that.
No contracts to sign, okay? The programming's free. Once you buy the system, you own it. They can't monitor. Big Brother can't monitor what you're changing channels to. It's not connected to the internet. It's not connected to a phone line in any way. It's a satellite system. The satellite dish measures about 30 inches in diameter. You mount it outside. You aim it to the satellite called Galaxy 19, located at 97 degrees west longitude. For us here in Missouri, that's pretty close to due south. And then the signal's coming down from that satellite at about a 45-degree elevation angle for where I live. And you mount the dish outside. You run a coax cable from the satellite dish inside to the box, the satellite receiver, and then you hook it up to a television set. You can hook it up just to a stereo or something, but you do have to hook it up to a TV set to initially be able to at least aim it in. Now, on the system, currently there's about 170 free television stations, and there's about 70 free radio stations. Now, you're not going to get your local channels, you're not going to get the TV channels or not necessarily radio channels that are on your pay systems like Dishnet or DirecTV. You're not going to get Fox News, you're not going to get HBO and Cinemax and ESPN and that type of stuff. The TV channels that are there, there's a lot of foreign channels from all around the world in many different languages, but there's about 25 full-time television stations. Some of them, there's two world news stations, Russia Today and China News Central, and they broadcast entirely in English. A lot of good religious programming, Daystar, the Jimmy Swaggart Network, Christian TV Network, TVN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network, a good channel for kids, so parents that are homeschooling, and, you know, it's terrible. You can't let them watch TV. But there's a channel called Smile of a Child. It's a real good channel for children. You don't have to worry about what's coming on at a commercial break, things like that. The 3ABN network has about 6 or 7 channels with a lot of good programming, amazing facts and amazing discoveries. And, of course, what we're most excited about is the radio channels. You hit a button on the remote, and it switches from TV to radio, and you listen to the radio stations right through the speakers of the TV set. Of course, we've got the real Power Hour, not the fake Power Hour, the show that we're on right now, the real Power Hour, live at 11 a.m. Central with 2 replays. Thank you, Todd Wade at Global Star Radio, with 2 replays, one at 1 a.m. Central Time and another one at 7 a.m. Central Time. Also,
stop thinking, Todd, because he's going to get a big head. We already get a big head enough. we love Todd.
We love that guy. I know. Todd also has on Jeff Rentz. Hagman and Hagman is another one. Also, he puts up Scriptures for America. Some of the other, you can also get another network called Republic Broadcasting Network and America's Voice Radio. We've got other talk show hosts like Vince Finelli, John Moore, Chris Hinckley, Patrick Slattery, Mark Anderson, Jeffrey Bennett, James Kelso, Frank Allen. There's just a whole good lineup where you can get lots of different viewpoints to help you make up your own mind about what's going on and have good conversations about this. And the more of us that can listen and talk about it, hopefully the better off we'll be at taking the country back and getting control of it now that we've got a leader that's willing to stand up and talk against abortion, to support the Second Amendment, to stand up for the middle class and fight for us. We think the system's great for that. The system sells for $229 complete. That includes the satellite dish, the satellite receiver, the installation kit comes with a total of 100 feet of cable, and that price also includes the shipping. So no monthly fees.
Whoa.
No contracts to sign. It's still a good amount of money, $229 total delivered. And you get a lot of good television stations, some world news, some good Christian and religious programming, and a lot of great Patriot Talk radio shows.
Well, there you go. There's the music. RickSatelliteUSA.com. Rick, what's your phone number real quick?
Give us a call, 816-228-1801, 816-228-1801, or ask Jay. She knows it real well. Thank you, Jay. We love you.
As you
God
all
bless
know,
you.
Everything begins with an idea. Ideas
hey, Rick,
have helped
so
shape
much.
The very
thank
world
you,
we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years. Like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit CARNIVORA.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.